Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. Today we're studying Masechta Krisis, Perek Beis, Mishnayos Hei and Vav. So the Mishnah tells us, Seizui Shivcha, who is a Shivcha? When we talk about a Shivcha Charufa, so the Mishnah tells us, Kol Shechetzi Shivcha Bechetzi Baschorin, if she's was previously owned by two individuals in a partnership, one freed her, so now she's half a shivcha and half a baschorin. Shneamar v'afdelon ufdasa divrei Rabbi Akiva. She was redeemed, but she was not redeemed. Who's someone who's redeemed or not redeemed? It must be a shivcha charufa. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Oh, she shivcha badois." Rabbi Shmuel says, "No. We're talking about a full-fledged shivcha charufa who's supposed to be married to an eved ivri." That's the example of a shivcha charufa. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Kol Arayos Mufurasho Sumashiur Ein Lano Ela Shechetzi Shivcha V'Shechetzi Baschorim. All the Arayos are listed for a male, and so therefore, who is the shivcha charufa? It must be a chatzi shivcha chatzi baschorim. She's a hybrid, and so therefore she has her own process. Kol Arayos. Once we mention all the Arayos, if somebody has relations with any of them, echad gadol ve'echad katan, it doesn't matter if he's a gadol or a katan. Katan pater v'agadol chayiv. It doesn't matter whether the katan was a ketana or a katan, or whose idea it was. He's exempt. The adult would be chayiv. Echad er v'echad yashen. Hayashen pater. If one was awake and one was sleeping when they engaged in this activity, obviously the one sleeping is exempt. Echad shogig v'echad mezid. Hashogig v'chatas v'amezid v'ikaris. The shogig, if one didn't know that it was a problem, the other one did, so the one who's a shogig is a chayiv chatas, and the other one gets karis within the process. Okay, we've closed out the second parak, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue the third parak tomorrow morning. Have a great day.